Perek Dalet Mishnah Hei. We're talking about Onah when it comes to money. Now, you have to get your head around how things worked back then in Chazal's time, that the money wasn't fiat money. It wasn't a piece of paper that said this is worth, you know, $100 and it's just a piece of paper. It was a piece of silver that was worth, you know, what an ounce of silver is worth because it was an ounce of silver. So obviously what happens is over time, even though it was an ounce of silver when it came out of the mint, every person who uses it scrapes a bit off, and every time it drops on the floor, it gets a piece that gets knocked in and out, and it gets worn out over time. And actually, silver content is being reduced all the time. So at what point is a person who uses, you know, a $10 silver coin, a $6 silver coin, at what point is, I'll use an example of a $24 silver coin, just because that's convenient to me. That'll be 2/3 of an ounce by today's prices, basically. So I have a $24 silver coin, and it's at what point by me using that at $24 am I chayav for for misleading you in terms of the price of what I'm giving you? I gave you $24 of coin, and really is worth less than that. Okay, so at what point? So that's a machlokas here. Mishnah Hey, kama tehei hasela chaseira. How much can the silver coin be lacking? V'lo yeheba ona, and yet not be something that's considered to be onerous. That's not a word. That's terrible. I wonder if it's connected etymologically. Onerous. Ona. But anyways, I don't know. But not to be considered exploitations. Yeah. So remer omer arba isarin. It's arba isarin. Okay? Now, four isarin per sela. What's an isar? So you remember, we'll do the math here again. One sela is 4 dinarim. Each dinar is has 6 ma'ah in it. So that means there are 24 ma'ah to a sela, right? I'll say it again, sorry. One sela is 4 dinarim. In every dinar has 6 ma'os. So therefore, 6 times 4, there are 24 ma'os in every sela. Now, there are there are 2 pundion in every ma'a. The one for me. So therefore, if there are 24 ma'os in every sela, there are 48 pundionos, or pundionim, whatever they are. 24 pundion in, sorry, there are 48 pundion in every sela. Okay? And there are 2 isarim in every pundion. What do you want for me? So instead of, there are 48 pundion in every sela, there are 96, that's double 48, 96 isar in every sela. So, here we're saying, Rameer says, it's arba isarin, 4 out of 96. That would be onerous, onah, exploitatious. So 4 out of 96, 4 goes into 96 24 times, so therefore it's 1/24. So he says if it's a $24 coin, if it's worth anything, if it's worth $23 or less, that's considered onah. Which is the same as an isar ledinar. Same goes. If there are 4 dinarim in one sela, so, and we said that it's a 24th, so if there are 96 isarim in a sela, that means that there are 24 isarim in a dinar. So 1 isar for the dinar is 1/24. Again, that would be considered or not. That is the first sheet of Remeir. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's arba pundionos. It's pundionos. Pundionos, which is 4 pundion. We said that there are 2 isar in every pundion. So instead of being 1 part in 24, there are 48. There are 48 pundion in a sela. So we say that we're talking about 4 pundionos. 4 out of 48 is a 12th, right? So 1/12, which is the same as a pundion ledinar, just the same way that there are 48 pundion in a sela. So there are 4 dinar in a sela, so it's a 1/4. As many pundionos in a dinar as are in a sela. Instead of 48, there are 12. There are 12 pundion in 1 dinar. So if you over or under, if this thing is more than 1/12 of its metal missing, that's again onah, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Shimon says it's the same thing by Mekach HaMemkor as it is regular transactions of objects as it is with money, which is a 6th in his complicated way of saying it is shmona pundionos. 8 pundion, remember there are 48 pundion in a sela, so 8 out of 48 is a 6th, which is the same as shnei pundionos la dinar. There we said that the same with this 48 pundin in a sella, and then there's 4 dinar in a sella. So instead of 48, there are 12 pundion in 1 dinar. And he says 2 out of the 12, if it's lost 2 out of its 12, then it's onah, which is again a 6. So that's the sheet of Rav Shimon, that you have onah with coins once you get to a 6th, same as any other transaction. The Ramah is not sure who the halacha is like. There's a machlokas. The Rif and the Rambam say that the halacha is like Rav Shimon, meaning a 6. The Ramban and the Rush say the halacha is like Rabbi Huda, that it's a 12th. The Ramah brings, the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah brings down both of them in Reish Chav Zayin. So we're mesubik for the 6th or 12th. Obviously, since you're talking about the Rais, you have to be Kedai L'Bihach Machmir. Good.